It's Friday, July 20th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Have you seen Saturday's weather forecast?
Yeah,
sunny,
it was
hot.
The one
132,
we had Wednesday,
right.
The one we had Thursday, yes.
132, and Sunday it's supposed to be a temperate 98.
Right.
Are you serious about the 132?
No,
okay.
I'm kidding about
like,
the 132.
I'm sorry, you don't understand. I grew up in a desert, so when you say these things, you need to clarify.
No, it'll just feel like 132.
Okay.
Thus, today's segment is all about places to keep the family cool this weekend.
I like it.
All weekend, you can go see Godspell. Well, not continuously, but three different times.
Right.
It's presented by the Village Players at 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, at Northwest Arkansas Community College's Wide Auditorium in Bentonville. Tickets are $12 to $17, probably less than you'd spend on air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
On Saturday, Shiloh Museum's Summer Saturday for Families. The theme is all wet.
Mm-hmm.
And the activities include hands-on, do-it-yourself fun, including a stream trailer, which is, you know how they have the mobile aquarium?
Mm-hmm.
This is a mobile stream.
What?
Yeah. With, like, plastic particles instead of rocks, and it shows how the stream runs and how deltas form and how erosion happens.
I think I've actually seen one of these.
Will this be inside?
No.
It'll be outside.
It's a trailer.
Oh, okay.
But it'll be wet.
So you walk into the trailer, and you walk along the stream,
right.
This artificial stream, and it shows it. Gotcha.
Right. They're going to make recycled fish art using old CDs. They're going to have a water prize wheel, a water hauling contest, a water testing station for budding scientists, and a globe sprinkler.
So you can cool
and
off a
they're
bit.
Going to have everything inside that'll fit inside. So it's 10 to noon at the Shiloh Museum, and it's free for families. Saturday is the last day of Portraits in Gray, the Civil War photography exhibition that's been on at the Rogers Historical Museum. It's open from 10 to 5, and that's $2 for the special exhibit. Still a cheap place to cool off.
Mm-hmm.
The Country Doctor Museum is having a groundbreaking at 10:30 Saturday morning for the new Joe B. Hall Memorial Edition. It will not be cool out there. But the museum's open till 4, and you can go inside and cool off, check out the Model T Ford and iron lungs and dentist tools and medicine bottles. And
if you ever curse this modern age, if you think that you want to go back to the good old days, go to the Country Doctor Museum, and you'll get over that pretty quickly.
I imagine so.
There are things that they use to do goodness knows what that you are glad have been retired.
Exactly. But it'll still be air conditioned and cool and had.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
For
it's
kids,
a great time.
For kids, it'll have the ooh factor. So the Little Opry in West Fork is playing at 7 o'clock Saturday night. It's $7 to $9 admission. JR's Country Variety Show is on stage at 7 Saturday night at the King Opera House in Van Buren. It's $5. Part of a summer series, Local Licks at the Lyric. Spare Change Heroes and Kickin' Country perform at 7 at the Lyric Theater in Harrison. And the Johnson County Peach Festival is this weekend. It will not be cool there.
Yeah, but there will be Arkansas peaches.
There will be Arkansas peaches. And at 7 o'clock Saturday night, Trout Fishing in America performs at the Legion Hall, which I assume has air conditioning. Google the Johnson County Peach Festival for more information.
All right.
Got Sunday?
Sure.
Okay. Sunday again, Godspell. Still air conditioned. And Crafts on the Square from 2 to 4 at the Spark Cafe in Bentonville. They're making homemade sidewalk chalk mix.
Awesome. I know where I'm going.
Okay. And they'll be, even though you have to go outside for the sidewalks, you can be inside for making the mix.
Right.
Sure.
Okay. Right. No egg frying contests on the sidewalk, though.
Oh, we're going to do that when we get done here.
All right.
So much harder to do. I did try to do that last summer. It didn't quite work
out
like I planned.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Well, anyways, thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.